This podcast is brought to you by Digital Workforce Solution, where we show organizations how to create work that your people love. If you're looking to unlock cost savings and efficiency at scale, improve operational efficiency, and improve employee and customer satisfaction through digital transformation, then this is the podcast for you. In each episode, we'll cover different aspects of process automation, which will help you execute your automation journey as successfully as possible. Make sure you follow us on LinkedIn or visit digitalworkforcesolution.com to speak with us.
Hello, I'm Trella Stewart, Project Manager and Business Analyst for Digital Workforce Solution, and welcome back to our podcast. On today's podcast, Matt Gustaitis, CEO, Founder, and Lead Advisor for Digital Workforce Solution, will be speaking with Shyam Patel, Intern Automation Developer and current student at the University of Indianapolis, on his internship with Digital Workforce Solution. Welcome to you both.
Hello, thanks. Happy to be here.
Hello, thank you for inviting me here.
So let's jump right in. Shyam, what degree are you currently pursuing and what drew you to that course of study?
So currently I'm pursuing a computer science degree, and what pursue me is I always had passion for technology. Even when growing up, during my school time, I would spend hours of my summer time on the computer and just trying and messing with new things and just trying to learn new things. So that's what really made me interested in pursuing my career in technology. And later down the road in my high school, once I took some coding classes, I was able to understand that I am really deeply passionate in technology.
As a kid, I used to get number one thing I used to get in trouble for was taking things apart because I was curious to know what was inside them and trying to put them back together before my parents found out. I think I was only successful once. As a kid, science always interested me in technology, and you want to learn just what things, how they work. You want to see what's in the inside. So I can completely relate to that course of study and why that interests you so much. I'd like to know, at this point when you were looking for an internship, what requirements did you feel that you had to fulfill for an internship when you went looking for one?
So specifically when I was like looking for internships, what I was really looking for. So at that time I had somewhat experience in working in an office and working in an environment. I was looking for somewhat similar environment, which was like very inclusive environment, which is very supportive, and everybody that would help me grow, and I could pitch in whenever somebody would need help. I was looking for that kind of environment. And when I just found Digital Workforce Solution, the job posting there, that made me really want to apply to the job posting.
Which leads me right into my next question. What drew you to our posting on Handshake?
As I said before, I wanted to have an inclusive and very supportive work environment, which Digital Workforce Solution provided me with. And also the job posting, I'm always curious about learning new things. And I wanted to try like new fields, like what can I do more than just coding? I wanted to try something more. And I found the position robotic process, the automation developer intern. So I applied to that position. I didn't knew anything prior to it, but the experience was very interesting. The skill set that I would gain from it was very interesting, and it aligned with what I wanted to do in an internship.
That's excellent. Also like to know, what were you hoping to learn from your internship with Digital Workforce Solution?
There was a lot of things that I wondered that I was hoping to gain, and I have gained a lot more after being there and after learning. Specifically, I wanted to know how it feels to be working in an internship environment in like a robust and in like fast-paced environment. I wanted to experience that myself, and also the skill set that it helped me develop. I became more analytical. My mind became like more analytical, and like I was able to like think critically after doing the internship, which really helped me with a lot of my classes at that time and after the internship experience.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. Thank you.
A couple other questions, Shyam, that I'd like to ask you. So can you tell us about the projects or any projects that you've worked on for the company?
Yeah.
That you would like to share with us?
Sure. I'm excited to share my projects that I've worked with Digital Workforce Solution. I have done an analytical project over there while I was working there, which was to analyze two different tools and suggest which tool could be better in terms of when you have like specific needs. So that was a very good project that I worked on. The other project which I worked on was to scrape the data from the PDF using Blue Prism as a tool. That project was very exciting because it taught me a lot. It challenged me to think critically because I thought at first that it would be easier, but the different screen resolutions and OCR can be challenging at times. I also did another project, which was to write a PowerShell script to automate using PowerShell. And that was a very code-based project, but it definitely taught me some skills and help me build the logic behind any tool like Blue Prism or UiPath. I can go on and on about the projects.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Now, that sounds exciting. You'd mentioned building out an RPA intake form, that Power App form, that can be really powerful to be able to use that as a front end to ultimately produce the list that's going to drive automation for organizations. That's great and very valuable. Can you share a little bit about your accomplishments? Obviously, you mentioned some projects, but what are you most excited about or proud of that you've delivered with the team?
The thing that I was most proud of was scraping the data from a PDF and export it to Excel. And that turned out to decrease the workload from half an hour to probably 5 to 8 minutes. That makes me feel like it's the most valuable achievement and that the internship is successful.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. It's nice to feel those accomplishments as part of the team learning from each other. So that's a great example. What would you say you've learned the most in your internship opportunity?
Besides Blue Prism and RPA, I would say learning to work with the team, because working in tech, I would be mostly working with teams, and yeah, it could be challenging, but so like it is very rewarding.
Yeah, it is nice to learn from each other, right? Just because somebody's been doing it for years and years, there's still something to learn. One of the last questions I wanted to ask you is, what's maybe been the biggest challenge for you in your work with Digital Workforce Solution? Can you share a little bit about what's been the biggest challenge and how you overcame that?
The biggest challenge for me while working at DWS was learning RPA and trying to build the logic. It was very challenging. Like sometimes I would understand part of it and some of it seemed off. But whenever I worked on the projects, I shadowed my peers who helped me learn a lot more. Shadowing with Lodu definitely helped me learn. And like I could ask questions to her whenever I felt like I needed help. Also, the developer meetings were very helpful in that I could resolve some of my queries.
That's great. Very informational, I'm sure, for everybody. Thanks for taking the time to share your experience. You've been great to have on the team, and you've really helped deliver quite a bit, really important items to the teams and for a lot of the important work that we're doing for clients. So really appreciate all your effort, and I'm glad things are going well in school. Keep up the great work. I look forward to more opportunities together.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to work with DWS.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you, Shyam, for sharing your intern experience. Great information. I will have to say it was definitely inspiring for future interns. Everything you learned, you definitely rose to the challenge and not only met it, but exceeded it. And we thank you for that. You've been a great person to work with, and I wish you a wonderful future in your chosen career. This has been very insightful, and I thank everyone for listening in on today's podcast. If you have any questions, please reach out to us at digitalworkforcesolution.com or feel free to message us on LinkedIn. At Digital Workforce Solution, we create work that humans love. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening. To speak with our team, please contact us through digitalworkforcesolution.com. And until next time, follow us on LinkedIn to stay up to date on the latest information around intelligent automation.